Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's episode, I think, 53. Unlikely Weightless's podcast, Tom. Locker room empty today.
Yep.
Because both of our wives have gone off on a walk together, haven't they?
Then my wife left a handbag there.
So she's coming back.
She must be coming back, yeah.
That's good to see.
Let's hope there's no essentials in there.
Absolutely. And Helen lifted yesterday with a mate of hers in the garage.
Unbelievable.
So it's hard to know what's going on.
Something's afoot.
Something is afoot. It really
what
is afoot.
What did she do, squats?
She did squats. And a bench and a deadlift.
Jesus.
Yeah, with a friend Kat, yeah.
Yeah, she's got something up her sleeve, that.
Yeah, something's going on, isn't it? And we're left, and they're off, and... I mean, we don't actually have to lift, do we?
No.
We could tell the girls we've lifted.
Yeah, yeah.
And we could just do all the rest periods and not lift.
Go and play Mario Kart.
I mean, it's tempting, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But the bar's beckoning,
the
isn't
bar
it?
The bar is beckoning.
Now, just in terms of... There is often a little bit of admin we need to do when we head to the dojo.
Yep.
Today, I'll let you describe what we need to just address today before we start lifting.
Ah, yes. Where the power rack is situated, where one would normally stand to squat, yep, lay to bench, or hunch over to deadlift.
Yeah.
That space is taken up by Africa Twirl. That's the...
Twirl.
That's what it says.
I've never read it like that way.
It says twin.
But absolutely right. The way the end goes with that little chevron, it looks like Africa Twirl. I'm going to start calling it the Africa Twirl.
It's a motorbike. Yeah. It's a massive motorbike. Is in the way.
So what we need to do is just open the doors, roll it back up. Basically, in a nutshell, I forgot my renewal on my insurance.
Well, you've got to get it off road. Have you sawn it?
No, I've re-insured it this morning, but I was trying to renew it last night because it ran out at midnight and then realised it wouldn't let me
taxing it? Or?
No, the insurance.
Insurance.
But then I just suddenly realised, God forbid, having had one stolen, albeit
God, I see you,
from the nation's capital when I was down there in Wandsworth,
yeah.
I thought, do you know what? If that happened again...
To the Africa Twirl.
Yeah, to the Africa Twirl, that would break me. So I just wheeled her in last night, and I didn't tell Helen because she would think I was mad.
Okay, so she doesn't know it's here.
Yeah, so we're going to wheel it out silently. And what actually, what is it?
So you basically nicked your own bike.
And nicked my own bike.
Someone else wouldn't.
Shoved it in the garage, yeah. I thought I was kind of just belts and braces. Do you think I've overreacted?
I'm still here, isn't it?
It's exactly. Point proven, right. We'll shunt it out, and it'll only take us 2 minutes, and then we'll crack on.
A little bit more gain.
Yeah, a little bit more going on there. check one, two. I'm coming in hot. Tom.
Did it go red?
Can you just check yours like, in your talking position?
This is normal talking voice.
I've
got the logo. Logo sighted.
Normal talking
logo
voice.
Logo sighted, normal voice
breakfast.
Activated. Had a bowl of popcorn. And
popcorn.
A delicious drink of a side order of one, two. How many eggs did you have? One or two?
One, two, 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 three.
Three. No, they never do three, do they? One, two.
Yeah, if you say three in a sound check, the sound man will probably leave the desk.
Yeah. Yeah. Has anyone gone through? And I wonder, I'm sure, I know we spoke about this before, but does it work? And, like, you know, meanwhile, in a jazz cafe in Paris, is there somewhere going, un, deux? And does it give, because 1-2 is quite a decent sonic profile, isn't it? You've got the w,
yeah,
and then t t of the two of course, really give you the
spectacles,
explosive.
Testicles, wallet, and watch.
Is that another one?
That's what I do. Yeah.
Right. That's common in the Catholic. Yeah, isn't that a Catholic? How you cross
yourself? It's how you do the crucifix. Spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch. So everything you need.
So spectacles, testicles, no one would get wrong, but what's the wallet and watch one? How do you know which?
It's basically the Catholic check for everything needed for nefarious activity and cover-up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch.
It's a free pass.
What time is it? Have I got money to pay them off?
But I mean,
can I see enough? I know I've got my testicles.
I would say that, like, you don't need to be a glasser wearer or indeed male to know where spectacles and testicles are on a body.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, the wallet and watch. Where do you put?
Suppose wallet inside pocket.
Watch.
Pocket watch, your breast pocket watch.
But your watch is on your right. I assume so.
Yeah.
So is it up, down, left, right?
I suppose it is. Yeah, probably. That's what I'm guessing.
Because the wallet and watch bit, I just think that. I mean, we've made that up.
And let me get this right. I mean, when you're having a shower, you clean your bottom bits first, then your face at the end.
It's like a COVID test.
Or do you do it the other way around?
Arse. Arse, nose, mouth, or
foreskin, arse, armpits, face. Is that right?
Something like that, yeah. What, you mean like a sink wash?
Yeah.
That would be the good strategy for a sink wash.
What's known in the trade, and I don't use these words lightly, and I don't mean any offence by them, a horse bath.
Oh, God.
I can't remember someone referred to it as that. It's probably a Catholic priest. It's my tools, testicles, wallet to watch. Have a horse bath now.
And what do you have for breakfast?
Tastes like sugar puffs.
Good, that, innit?
I'll do me five.
Didn't realise that Bach's Air on G string moved into G. Sorry. I didn't realise it. Sorry, that was ill-timed.
That was my first set's done. I was already trying not to giggle when you started playing it, because it reminded me of the Hamlet advert with the guy who was in the photo booth. His hair would
always slip down the thing.
And it would snap a picture while he was looking.
A classic advert.
Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. But then when you said the word G-string when I was at the base of a squat, that was too much. It tipped me over the edge. Oh, so how are you? Do you listen? How are you, Tom? Are you all right?
I'm really well, thanks.
Turn and face the mic. There we go. Get your full...
Did you record that?
I did, yeah. I've got it all, mate.
Was it?
Yeah, like George Martin. I know I'm working with you. I'm working with the Beatles, so I make sure I'm rolling when we come in.
Okay, gentlemen. Hands on the hips, gentlemen.
Absolutely. Pipes in hand. Let's see if we can put some reverb on
pipes
this track.
Pipes down, gentlemen.
So, hello, dear listeners. Welcome to the Lightly Weightlifters podcast. Always a bit of background noise. Any point, the washing machine could go onto a spin cycle. You never really know. Yeah. That's the kind of chaos and realism we bring. Now we are working with two high-quality studio microphones.
Yeah, they are.
That we may or may not be too far or close to. Hard to tell.
Do those lights go red when they...
We're looking for green. And if we go too loud, they should go orange.
Oh,
and that one didn't peak.
No. Yeah. Okay, so that's a good...
And then, as I understand it, when you've finished... anyone listening will know this is probably the information you really tuned in for. We had a little bit of compression to bring up the quieter bits and bring the peaks down. And then a little bit of overall compression... And on the finished track, which
EQ,
balances out all the tracks themselves, a little bit of EQ, and then Bob, your uncle, you're good to upload.
Yeah.
To any of the platforms where you can get this podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, please spread the word. Tell your friends. We have had remittance from Dahoud Ariquat, who said that we are not optimising ourselves on YouTube. And he's been spitting feathers about this for a couple of weeks, Tom.
Has he been back on?
He bloody well has got back
has
in.
He?
Yeah, I think it was episode maybe
50 or 49, where we gave him a staunch riposte, didn't we?
Yeah.
Our line being, we don't even know, we don't even think we're on YouTube, Dahu.
Classic mistaken identity. If
absolutely,
else.
But yeah, he's been back in touch, Dahu. 5th of January, Dahu. I don't know where Dahu Eric White got my email address from, but he's been in touch for this. This is the third of four emails. We all know that feeling. You just created a jaw-dropping episode. We're currently in the process of doing that, Tom, and want the world to see it. The question is, why can't anyone find it? Good question, Dahoud. Mm. Well, we're going to ask you to spread the word by word of mouth, share it across social media, whatever platforms you're on, carry a pigeon, go door-to-door, like the born-again Christians, if you feel the need. Uploading the video on YouTube without it being optimised is like creating an ad without targeting. And I tell you, creating an ad without targeting, Tom, I don't know about you, but that boils my piss. How's your piss? What temperature is your piss at?
It's body temperature. I don't really understand what he means.
Yeah, I love it. Neither do I. But he continues.
Although, it's frightening, the accuracy of targeted adverts. And it'll say on my social media, targeted ad.
Yeah.
And they're definitely listening. We had a one of our children had like a blocked ear.
Yeah,
I don't think we wrote it down.
Mm.
I think we just spoke about it in the house. But obviously, under every ceiling in our house is a bloody Google or an Alexa or something like that, ready to fucking feed the machine.
Jeff's just circling Rotherham in his van,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah,
and he's got an absolute bootload of Erex
syringes and and so. I'm sure we didn't write it down, but maybe we did. I don't know. But next thing. All my adverts are for earache, stuff to get rid of earwax. It's chilling.
It is chilling, isn't it?
So,
and I don't think we could turn the tide on it, can we? I don't think.
I don't think the genie will fit back in the bottle, if that's what you mean.
Well, Dahoud continues, our YouTube acceleration platform was designed to save you both time and guesswork. If you would be open to learning how, please feel free to set a call up here. Best regards, Dahoud Generation Pros.
Let's give him a bell.
We should probably set up a call with Dahoud, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
So I click it?
I mean, if he knows this much, he'll know when we're free.
Just check
your calendar, Rob. He's probably pencilled one in.
Calendly. Oh, there he is! There's our Dahoud! I'll reject all the privacy settings. So is that Dahoud there? There he is! Oh, he's got a lovely smile, Tom.
Yeah, confident beard.
Yep, lovely beard, neatly trimmed. There we go.
Now, it's got to be, though, in this game, hasn't it?
Now, you can't be mucking around with a Father Christmas beard in this
hardball game. Hardball corporate world.
Now, it looks like Dahoud is available today. Should we click on the Thursday? Oh, it's Thursday today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thursday the 25th.
7 p.m.? 7 p.m.'s fine by me. I won't be here.
I'll have to speak to Dahoud on my own about YouTube optimizer. Should I book it in?
Book it in, yeah. I don't see why not. Yeah.
I should do. I'll pop it in the diary next.
I wonder what'll happen. You might just be speaking.
Yeah,
to...
I feel I've got
hello,
to give him...
Hello, it's the Hood speaking.
Yeah, it might not
just
be real.
Just some AI.
That lovely picture of the man with the neat beard could just be an avatar. Well, let's go to his follow-up email because we didn't respond to that one. He came back in again, Dahoud. Where are we? Let me put Dahoud in. Yeah, next email from Dahoud is called Don't Throw Your Next Episode Away. He's doubling down here. He sent this on Sunday at 1:30.
Okay.
On a day of rest.
Or in the afternoon?
No, just past midday. Wow. 13:30.
Must have done it at the dinner table.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? In the middle of Sunday lunch. Yeah. Everyone's going, Dahoud, what are you doing on your phone?
So phone down to Dahoud, please. I just need to send...
trying to get these two...
There's an episode being lost here.
There's two absolutely puddled old farts here who are not optimising their podcast on YouTube. In fact, I don't even think they're posting it onto YouTube. How we've ended up getting so embroiled with Dahoud is another thing here. But maybe I should schedule the meeting. I can ask him what are you doing texting at the table, Dahoud?
Yeah, first of all, first question.
Yeah, phones at the dinner table.
Have some manners.
Right, so I'm sure you get a fair amount of emails, so I'll be sure to keep this short out of respect for your time. Yeah, well, we get most of them from you, Dahoud. If you were thinking of just posting your next video on YouTube the way you have been doing so, we ask that you reconsider, given your channel's performance from following these same posting behaviours. I mean, that feels like a... That feels like a somewhere between an insult and a veiled threat. So hang on. So let's unbox this. He sat at the dinner table. They say, "What are you doing, Dahoud?" And he say, "Well, I'm basically having a pop at these two old farts in the garage."
His mum's asking him to set the table.
Yeah, we'll do it in a minute, Mum.
Yeah. There's six of us, knives, forks, spoons, glasses. Fill a water jug up, Dahoud.
Yeah, come on, Dahoud. Body weight.
Mum, I need to send this email.
Will you get off your phone, Dahoud? This is out of control. Instead of posting your episode to YouTube, which we don't do, Tom, we recommend using our platform to optimise your content for search. We focus on long-term growth, not only driving views today, but also in the long term. And once a video is ranked, it tends to stay ranked for a long period of time. If you're wondering about how your channel is currently performing and its potential to grow, please feel free to schedule a call here. Best witches, Dahoud. Yeah, so I've...
So it's another offer for a call. Get it scheduled in, Rob.
Do you think? It still says he's free on Thursday. He's not putting anything else in. He's offering me 7 p.m. Let's click on it next. So he wants my name, email, provide details about your YouTube channel's link. But we haven't got one, have we? Just perhaps I'll set one up, and then the next episode we'll give him a call.
We'll try
and schedule one when we're recording.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's what we do. Right, let's go and do set two.
Set two it is.
But he will not leave us alone, Dahoud, will he?
No. I just butcher it like I butcher everything else.
Oh, I'll tell you, I absolutely butchered my own viewing experience. I wanted to tell you this. I was recommended to watch a TV section. I was recommended to watch the fifth series of Fargo, which is on, I believe, Jeff's got it on Amazon Prime. So you can, if you want to watch it, just give Jeff a ring and it's on there. It was recommended to me by Marcus Briggs, a friend of the podcast and journalist for some of our South London branches of TK Maxx, the Pancake. Yeah. Really, really good work he's put in. Anyway, said it was some of the best drama he's watched in recent memory.
Right.
And so that was good enough for me. And I love the original film of Fargo. I did watch the first series of the series with Martin Freeman, really enjoyed that. Just sort of drifted off my radar, was the way it is, you know, with life and everything. But I started watching it, and I watched the first episode, and I was absolutely gripped. It felt like that kind of classic Coen Brothers, what is going on here? Who are the characters? The characters feel amazing. It's got John Hamm in it, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and that brilliant lady who plays the... she's in Ted Lasso, this English lady who played the girlfriend of the sort of glamorous footballer, and she was also in the dramatisation series about the making of The Godfather. She's fantastic, brilliant actress. I should be able to remember her name, but my brain is puddled, probably by this. Anyway, started watching the first episode, absolutely gripped, and it was pulling me all over the place in terms of what's the narrative. What's the timings of all of this? How's this going to unfold? Who's what? Who's good? Who's bad? Classic drama. Brilliant drama. Then sat down to watch the second episode. Again, drawn in going, whoa, the way they're pulling the narrative and the timelines around here is incredible. I genuinely can't tell who's good, who's bad, who's good, who's bad. What is going on? What's the story I'm trying to follow? I can't wait to watch this unfold. It was absolutely hooked by it. Texting Marcus going, this is absolutely hooked. What a recommendation. Thank you. Finished off watching episode two last night. It clicked into that watch the next episode and I thought, go on, I'll give it half. I'll go halfway through. I'll snap it in half and I'll go to bed. Started watching it. And And it said skip recap. And I thought, do you know what, I'll leave it on. I'll watch the recap just to refresh me where we're at, because I'm really enjoying this story, really into this story. Yeah. It's pulling my brain all over the place. Who's good? Who's bad? Where are we in time and space? Everything. Where are we in the narrative? This is blowing my mind. Felt like big grown-up telly. Do you know what I mean? Grown-up storytelling for a grown-up man who's nearly 50 who wants something that really challenges him and stretches him in every direction. And my God, it was doing that. Recap pops on. And I suddenly thought, I don't remember this happening.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Are these memories of things in the characters that they've talked about that I was trying to piece together that I don't recognise? Well, I don't remember that bit. I don't remember them getting killed. Oh, my God, what's going on here? This is insane. And then I got to the end of the recap and pressed pause. Thought, something's afoot here.
Jeez.
And I went back through my watch history. And it turns out the first episode I've watched...
Oh, no.
...was, in fact, the final episode. Oh, the finale of the entire thing.
Oh, gutted.
And then I've gone and watched the second episode... Just about.
So it also played into
but,
what?
But there's something towards the end of the story that slightly mirrors
episode one.
Purely by accident, what I was linking it to in what turned out to be episode two.
Yeah.
So basically, I've blown.
Oh no!
What happens to all these characters? I thought that. Hang on. Oh, that guy didn't get killed then. He must have made it from the first episode. Oh, silly me! This is grown-up drama. That's why he didn't spot that. But it turns out I've just watched the grand finale as episode one.
Ah, what a...
And then two. So I've got to go back and watch episode one.
And are you going to go and do that?
I don't know. I'm considering texting Marcus and saying, look, having done that...
I've just...
You know, have I absolutely ruined it? Will I be able
to... Well, you must have done, to a degree. But there's probably still lots to enjoy, you know. But you can't help... there's no good denying the fact that it's just been a fabulous waste of time.
Hasn't it? But
fabulous is a key word there. I mean, I feel your pain. The other day, I phoned the mechanic.
I can't emphasise enough, though, Tom. I want to come back to this. How much I was enjoying it. Well, and how much it was making me feel like a big boy, a proper adult who really was into a piece of really well-written, densely plotted adult drama.
Really expects you to ask a lot of the audience.
Oh,
it will do, Rob,
so
when you're watching the last episode.
But what happened when I failed it on a huge basic error?
Yeah.
It's like a fail me driving test by leaving the handbrake on for the whole test.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just a real fundamental went unnoticed.
Absolutely, yeah. 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 Oh, yeah, I'd like you to move off Mr. House, and I'd immediately put it into reverse and slammed into the examiner's vehicle.
Yeah, right at the end.
Right at the start!
Oh, I see. I mean, I watched... have you seen the... you know The Best in Show and Spinal Tap?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. A Mighty Wind, and there's...
Mighty Wind is the one, Mighty Wind, where the guy dies, the record... mogul guy dies and they have a gig in his memory of all the old acts that he represented. Now obviously that gig is the last bit of the film, so I watched that with a friend.
Do I have to give a spoiler alert here, although you've just said the guy died?
I think I've just done the spoiler, really. You can
reverse engineer it. I love it. I probably can't be asked.
No, so I watched it with a friend who misunderstood one little bit at the beginning and thought that it was a dream, like just miss that he died and it was all in his memory, that it was some, it was a dream of his or some, it was, she was so on the wonk, she enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But her foundational understanding of what was going on
was way off.
Was so, I couldn't believe it. When, and then she has to, you know, and she did it on the fly. She had to concoct more and more complicated backstories to fit in what she
Well, that's what I was doing, watching this, thinking, that must be that this character is now mirroring that bit to try and
So grown up, isn't it?
It's so grown up. Yeah, it's just grown up. It's probably... It's all going to work. It's all going to make sense.
You can't watch this and not be a grown up.
If I'm a proper grown up, I'll watch this. I will reap the rewards.
So I popped to the mechanics. I needed to pick up a copy of an invoice of a repair I had done to satisfy the demands of the breakdown company.
Yeah.
Because obviously when you have your car towed, they need proof that you've fixed it.
They really do,
So I phoned the mechanics and said, I need this invoice. There were no problem, it printed out. I go to the mechanics with my children in the car, who wait in the car. So I dash into the office. He's on the phone, obviously shouting at someone about a carburetor. He sees me, points to on top of the water cooler. I went behind the counter to help myself. Was the invoice?
Yeah.
And he like gestured okay. I gestured back okay. Didn't even look at it. Got back in the car, drove home. Went to take a photo. And this was like so much fuss, extra fuss of my day, just getting this invoice. And when I finally went to take a photo of it to send a copy to the breakdown company for reasons I've just explained, I noticed that I looked at it and went, I didn't have this work done.
Yeah.
This wasn't my...
Oh, Christ.
And I was like looking at the... When did I have that? When did I have that? What is this?
But I'm a grown up, obviously.
But if I'm grown up, it must make sense. It must be a memory or dream. Or they were just probably so good that they came and did it in the night and helped themselves to the money. They're good lads, the mechanics, you know. So I'm making up all these stupid backstories. Like, I never had the lock nuts changed on the wheels.
Yeah.
I don't remember wishbone. What is it, wishbones or something down the side?
Yeah, where they take the chicken out. And it's just something the chicken
to do with your little finger. Yeah. Whoever gets
but either way, apparently it's £500.
£500, yeah. And I look at the top, it's an invoice to my dad. My dad's got the same mechanic.
Oh, my God.
So it was just the wrong car. They just printed out and sent me the wrong car.
You just covered off your dad's invoice?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, all that complete. So I must have felt a bit like you, Rob, when you realised you'd watched the last episode. Oh, that was all a giant waste of time. I'm going to have to go back and do that again.
Because I'm trying to work out whether I'm forgetful enough to enjoy it now on Facebook.
No, you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it.
It's not just the fact that... it's like watching a great film twice,
exactly.
Maybe, isn't it?
It's always,
but
it's worth
I'm
it.
I'm hoping that's the case. Otherwise, I'm about to waste 9 hours of my life. And it wouldn't have been as bad had I watched episode 10, then episode 1. But it's the fact that I've watched episode 1, then episode 2. Now I've got to go back and watch episode 1.
To really, what to read?
To know what episode 2 was. Then I'll have to, then I'll scroll through the bottom of episode 2 just to remind myself of the sequence of the action.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Watch that at twice speed.
Yeah.
If you can, I don't know.
It's just so much admin,
yeah,
Tom.
It really is a lot of admin. You've given yourself a lot of work there. It's disappointing, isn't it?
But it's important work, isn't
but
it?
But if you think of, like, even films like, say, what's the one with Fellas Pickle? I said, Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
Where the whole brilliance of the film relies on one big ta-da at the
doesn't
end.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
It's still amazing to watch again.
Yes.
So...
Yeah, I'll bear that in mind.
Just enjoy the acting, or just enjoy the sound quality.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, enjoy the cinematography.
Oh,
the
this really great
colour
mix. I really like what they've done.
Yeah, maybe actually I can enjoy the actors knowing. I know what's coming up in this, but I've got to play the moment. But then I'll probably listen to a podcast somewhere down the line, and he'll say, "No, John Hamill say, no, I just read it page by page. I don't really know. I've got to be in the moment.
Pay a bit more attention to costume design. Something like that. Or set. Think, God, that's weird, isn't it? They've made it out of plywood. There's certainly lots to enjoy, Rob.
There's plenty to enjoy, isn't there?
Right, set three.
What a burk.
We had an interesting episode yesterday, Rob. I don't know if... Slain on the piano that. I think that was an augmented nine.
I think it was.
At our school, I don't know whether this stretched out as far as Derbyshire. I can't imagine it being nationwide. But we had a go-to-school-in-your-pyjamas day.
Oh, yeah, we had that, yeah.
Did you have it yesterday or just in the park? So it's a new one on me. You pay £2 for the privilege, and I suppose you're slightly seduced into the idea that it will be easier to get your children to school.
Are you meant to wear the ones that you slept in that night? Because that can't be good for your self-esteem.
No, exactly, yeah. And it all... Basically, I pay £2 for three times as much morning admin.
Basically, yeah. Come to school without having had a wash.
Yeah, but exactly. So, you therefore, you do put different pyjamas on.
Unless, of course, you piss the bed.
Yeah. Big argument about what pyjamas, which, you know, it's more fuss. It's way more fuss than it should be worth. But the once we finally nailed it and we were walking to school, and I've got to be honest, we walk up, so we get to the end of our road.
The teachers, head teacher was in a 90.
He'd gone for striped, presumably cotton.
Yeah.
You know, like
dressing gown?
No, he just had a normal puffer jacket.
Okay.
But underneath you could see that he'd gone for like...
Pyjamas and slippers.
Pyjamas, yeah. Footwear would have been normal, but definitely pyjamas.
Yeah, pyjama top or just the vest?
Difficult to see under a puffer. He had a North Face puffer jacket on.
Right, yeah.
But the what was unbeknownst to the organisers of this event, although having it mid to late January should have been a red flag, was that a heavy fog descended as we walked up the hill to school. So by the time we get up the hill to school, we met with lots of other children who, of course, converging on the same place. Mm. So by the time we're sort of halfway to school, I'm in a train of like 10 or 15 kids and stuff. And the sight of them marching through...
In pyjamas. Like something from 28 Days Later.
It would it very apocalyptic, but it basically looked like they'd all escaped out of a high secure unit. You think, Christ, I am just marching an army of the mentally unstable. Back in your rooms now, please.
Yeah. Whoa, everyone's got out of the dormitory again.
You didn't lock the door, did you? Oh, my God, they're all out. Marching up the hill. I thought, and, you know, it was disappointing that it was the same day they had an Ofsted inspection. Can't imagine that being... But, you know, £2, good cause.
Exactly, a good cause, exactly. Yeah. Raising money for the school.
Probably get a new speed ramp or something.
Yeah. Saving up money for the school. Would be nice, however, if our hard-earned taxes being funneled straight to the schools rather than into the pockets of the fat cats. We said it. Right, are we doing a press?
Yeah.
We're warming up for a press.
Go on.
We have actually had some comments on YouTube.
Oh,
yeah. So one in the eye for Dahoud Eraquat here.
Yeah.
If you'd like to join me at the microphones, I think that was a diminished seventh.
I think so. Yeah.
So this was based on your pancakes review that went up. It's an old one that we did put on YouTube. Let's have a look. We put on YouTube. This is 8 months ago, so I don't know whether this is what Dahoud's been getting on the end of. Hard to tell, but this is my report to you in Birmingham, and we've had a couple of messages here. Mm. Both happened since Dahoud's initial interjection.
Right.
In the episodes at late 90s or maybe the 50th, can't remember. From Lord Nuttington, so he sounds like a bona fide guy, doesn't he? He says, Jeff Banks must have an in with the YouTube algorithm to keep the views down. 5 stars from me. So thank you, Lord Nuttington, for rallying round after Dahoud's stinging riposte. Maybe this is what Dahoud's got onto. I put on one YouTube pancake review on YouTube.
Must be.
Whether I did it on purpose or not, I do not know.
It's hard to say these
days. Can't keep track.
Yeah.
Really can't keep track.
All you have to do is leave your phone on and try and do something else with the phone in your hand.
Yeah.
Like make yourself some cordial, take the bins out. And before you know it, your thumb and your fingers holding your phone. They could have done anything on there.
Exactly, yeah. You put a video on YouTube.
Yeah.
Jeff circling round the bottom of your road saying, did you order a bread maker?
Trampoline.
John Bowes. 58-52, 5 days ago again, so must be in reaction to Dahoud's stinging riposte, for which we have rebuffed, and then we are we might have to issue a cease and desist letter.
If it gets any worse, yeah. I think after three it's stalking, isn't it?
I think, or as we were saying actually when we were doing the press, maybe what we should do is get that meeting and try and schedule it for lunchtime on a Sunday and see if he turns up.
Well, I'll be
explain that to your mum, Dahoud. Yeah. So John Bowes said, some absolutely stellar pancake reviews brought to us by the presenters of what can only be described as a 5-star podcast.
Unbelievable.
FAO, Dahoud Eraquat. What does FAO mean?
For attention of?
Yes, for the attention of Dahoud Eraquat. So there we go. Thank you, John Bowes and Lord Nuttington for rallying to our support there. And also, your film, your lovely piece of journalism, which I put up the long form film of on the Patreon page. Just wanted to respond to you on that one, Tom. Oh God, why is the internet frozen?
Hello, Rob.
Which we heard last week. Bearded Ian says, beautiful reporting, Mr. Rigglesworth.
Thank you.
Stephen Burley, and we know this guy's got form as a reporter. Mm. Okay, so this doesn't come. I don't think he bandies this kind of praise around, Tom. We know Steve's done... He's done London Tottenham Court Road. He also did Aaronson's Away. He found the pants called Tough Stuff.
Mm.
Just in a wire basket, which is basically a rural version of the pant cage, isn't it? But they were called Tough Stuff. These are farmer's pants.
Yeah. They don't need a cardboard box.
No, these are pants that are worn by a man who's dealing with effluent all day, potentially.
Yeah. It's probably made out of the same stuff as most people who live in the cities. They'd use it for doormats.
Yeah, it's that
it's
kind
like
of stuff.
Coarse material.
Yeah, it's coarse.
Isn't it?
Yeah. 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 It can remove dried on bits.
It would
as
chafe.
Well.
It would a normal member God. Of like an office clerk or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someone with a typical clerical job like that.
Yeah, going to be shifting in the seat a lot.
It would take the skin clean off their ass, but
farmer. Yeah, yeah. They'd end up with a completely scarified taint, wouldn't they? The Biffin's Bridge would be down to bare brick. Stephen Burley says, this is about you, Tom. He's the Kate AD of the pant world.
I do draw a lot of inspiration from AD.
Mm.
There's a great bit of footage of... Kate AD first came onto our radar, I'm sure. I speak on behalf of you too, Rob, when I say during the first Iraq war, she was an absolutely brilliant member of the BBC reporting team. But there's earlier footage of AD. I think she's at like a church fete or something like that. And she's trying to do a piece to camera with a rabbit. She's got a live rabbit.
Right.
And she handles it beautifully.
Yeah, of course she will. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it was probably from that they could see.
Yeah. Let's put her in a war zone.
Yeah. Out of this village, mate. follow the plumes of smoke. Yeah, and the sounds of distant
If you can do a memorised piece to camera whilst trying to cradle nibbles... And I think shells going off within 200 metres, they won't put you
exactly
on.
Where the next to a Girls Brigade choir, and a tombola, and a coconut shy. Mm. You've got what it takes, Katie. You really have. Yeah, I called her Katie there. I just compressed. Susan on that very same line, she says, "Fabulous pant locker report from the front lines again." She views you as a frontline journalist. AC. What are we looking at here exactly, Tom Rigglesworth? AC, that's a new... Was that a new brand of pants?
I can't remember. I mean...
AC.
Unless he wants a more in-depth explanation of alternating current, I can't imagine...
Well, just belt and braces. I think you probably should, shouldn't you, Tom? Just explain to Susan
I mean, it's where the power down a wire is transmitted with an alternating signal rather than always on, which would be direct DC.
That's DC.
Yeah. I mean, if you think like how a battery creates power with chemicals bubbling about, they give a DC consistent voltage. Whereas if you think of like a water wheel going round.
Right. Oh, this is a great analogy, Tom.
Yeah, well, that's how you generate your AC, because the water wheel, as it goes round, it goes up and then down and then back on itself.
Each bucket gets filled and empty.
If you do like a spinning circle, which is the water wheel, and then you were to transpose that through time, it would become a sine wave, up and down and up and down, and then...
So it's like throbbing AC.
Yeah, yeah, 50 times a second.
And that's what it's 230 to 250 or something, isn't it?
No, that because it's just having a stab at it. It might not be... It's supposed to be 240, but that's just for, like, to make sure it's safe, they'll rate it up to 300 sometimes or whatever, 250. But it might be as low as 230 in rural areas. I suppose it depends how far you're away from the grid. Other factors might impact that. But the actual voltage itself goes from plus 240 volts to minus 240 volts to plus 240 volts to minus 240 volts.
So an amplitude of 480 volts?
The amplitude would be indeed that, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I've lost my train of thought there with it. But,
well, that's filled it in for you, Susan.
Yeah, but
I don't
think that was your issue, Susan. perhaps AC was a brand of pant as well. But I tell you, this is a good way to think about it in a sense. It's not. That's bollocks as well. Can't help you, Sue. I mean...
Is that his depth? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's how you... Oh, I'll tell you what...
Well, you're more of a microelectronics guy, aren't you, really, Tom?
The difference is, though... the difference is when you certainly when you send power down cables, wires... Now, that can be just around a house or garden or obviously across a country on pylons.
Mm.
AC travels loads further with less loss from the cable.
Ah.
So they picked AC, obviously, as the main... system of getting power across from city to city and stuff,
yeah,
is AC. But then generally speaking, most things in the house, computers certainly, anything like electronic,
anything with an adapter,
yeah, first thing it does is turn it from alternating current into direct current, more like a battery, and knock the voltage way down to like 9, obviously, and then away you go. So I hope that helps.
Hope that's episode. Right, set two.
As we embrace, mine are diminished. Always puts me on edge. As we embrace this rest period, Rob, I just want to add an addendum to an
anecdote.
Yeah. So I told this story about the mechanics being a bit absent-minded and copied me an invoice for my dad's car, not mine. And I was like, as I watched, I was like, bloody mechanics, you know, you just go, oh, God. So I'd wasted all that time. A bit like yourself watching episode 6 of a box set when, you barely watched episode 2. So I felt a bit like that. What a giant
finale to begin with and thought it was episode
just,
1.
Just can't,
what are they do with a narrative?
If you need a job doing, do it yourself. It was the sort of message
but
that
I don't understand
thinking.
why Jeff allowed me to play episode 10 first.
It should have said, whoa.
The check and balance, there should have been. He's too busy farting around with his space program, isn't he? To care about an idiot, a loyal idiot like me.
Watching a box set out of
sync. Way too much stuff of him than they should do. And to be fair, I do support my local retailers wherever possible, but sometimes Jeff is the only person who can get it to me here in the countryside.
It's a perfectly reasonable thing to do, but I do want to come to the defence somewhat of the mechanic because
your addendum.
So last week I booked my car in for an MOT and I took it to the garage and I said, I'm here for an MOT and everything, and they looked on their computer, couldn't find me. I was like, I booked it in, I'm looking at my calendar, I put it in the calendar and everything, what's going on? And then I checked my call register and I'd booked my MOT with my previous mechanic 10 years ago when I lived in London. So somewhere in Stepney, my apologies, there was a mechanic there with a customer who didn't show, that was me. So it was almost completely, what's the word, karma.
So, for me, you booked the car in for an MOT with a mechanic
in East London,
150 miles away.
Yeah. So when I turned up to my local mechanics, they'd have no record of the booking. So so karma. I'd wasted some mechanic's time there.
So I
feel actually quite okay with the idea that mechanic then printed out me the wrong invoice in return. So sort of, you know, fired a few shots at each other, me and the mechanic, the world of car mechanics recently. We've been a bit of a proxy war going on.
But it's settled down now, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, settled down. Both sides are behaving.
Like two new cats suddenly find themselves in a house together. They've had a bit of a bop at each other and realise, hang on, whoa.
You be in the living room till 4 o'clock, then I'll have it for a bit.
So we can
coexist. That's what we want, a peaceful coexistence.
I think, again, without blowing smoke up your arse, Tom, I think that's what one of the core values that you take forward into your pancake journalism that makes you such a good journalist is a sense of parity. And what you've done there is essentially you've issued a heartfelt apology.
Yeah.
Within the same episode as making an accusation.
I was wrong and I'll learn from
it. Yeah. Like what do they call the corrections section of a newspaper?
Yeah.
And I think there'll be people up and down the country, Dahoud himself, applauding that. And his mum will be going, Dahoud, pop those earbuds out and serve the potatoes. Yeah, but I think that's really, really, really...
Good to get it. I'd hate for the mechanics you say we gave him the wrong invoice. You had no idea that he turned up to the wrong garage.
Yeah.
Didn't mention that, did he?
Yeah, he took the wrong invoice.
Yeah.
And they also booked his car in for an MOT 150 miles away. Yeah. The guy is a buffoon.
When you look at it like that,
it's his dad's name. The address of where we are in Sheffield is above the garage doors, for Christ's sake. It's on all the invoices. Does it say Stepney anywhere? Does it bollocks?
I suppose
you've got to wear all of that. Tom, which
tapestry of life, isn't it? It's just another experience that you've got to go through.
Absolutely, yeah.
Needless to say, I deleted the old mechanics out of my phone. That was the remedial step I took.
Would you like to issue a public apology to them?
I would, yeah.
For wasting their time?
Apologies to them for wasting my time. And so that's one step I've taken. The other step I've taken is to never just run into a mechanics to pick up some paperwork that they've promised to print you out, pick it up from the top of the water cooler, shout, thanks, mate, and run out without checking it. Those two steps, delete the old number, double-check the paperwork. That should stand in good stead.
But then also maybe conflict. Some of the responsibility, I mean, to pass it on to your children, it's something they can't deal with. Maybe it was, you know, partly due to them putting an urgency on the situation, or possibly the makers of Peppa Pig who hadn't made an episode that was quite long enough on the iPad. So there's blame everywhere when you look around. But obviously,
no
one's you being
100%.
The big guy, you're taking it on the chin. Yeah. But, you know, I think if lots of different organisations, the girls included, and Peppa Pig organisation,
if we all did a little bit better.
Just did a bit more. We are in this together, you know. Maybe also, you know, pull the average up a little bit.
Yeah.
Right, set three. And then the Pancage Report.
Amazing, have you?
Oh, yeah, unexpected one. Oh, super. Delayed locker room. We've just finished the main body of our workout. You just finished a walk with Tom's wife, Lulu.
Mm-hmm.
You had a nice time?
Yes, a very lovely time. It was a very nice walk. Blew out the cobwebs.
Great.
Could see the nice views.
Beautiful.
Very nice. Walked up a big hill.
Wonderful. And of course, you lifted yesterday, didn't you, Helen?
I did.
Yeah, well worth noting on the podcast.
I did a rogue lift without you.
You did a rogue lift,
without you checking, like making, because you're quite a stickler.
Well, no, I've learned from Tom here, I just don't want you to damage your back, especially at the start.
So I have pranged my back.
Yeah, he has pranged his back so many times, Helen. But yeah, he's been quite strict with me at the start.
Yeah.
And I ended up having not pranged my back, so I just don't want you to hurt yourself, that's all it comes from. Sorry if it comes across as a bit bossy.
Well,
I don't want it to.
Well, we managed without.
Yeah, good.
Without you. Although, at the end, when I felt the weight of what I'd deadlifted in the past, because I wrote it down. I was like, okay, I've done that in the past, so we'll aim for that as a thing. And I felt it, and I was like,
well,
that's really heavy.
Yeah,
and I can't, because I hadn't written down how many. And of all the others, we did three sets of five. And I was like, so we tried to do three sets of five on the deadlift. And halfway through, I rang Rob and went, am I meant to be doing three sets of five? He's like, no, you're not meant to be doing three sets of five of those.
I was putting up posters in Crooksmoor. Right. For the next comedy night, Comedy Village, Rob's Comedy Village, thecomedyvillage.com for all the tickets, February the 8th with Nick Helm and Gavin Webster.
Probably worth just jumping on here and saying that obviously that date has now passed. However, why not advertise the Comedy Village? Our next show in Crooksmoor is on the 7th of March, and we have got the incredible Tom Wrigglesworth, who you might well have heard rabbiting on the podcast. And also the brilliant Nina Gilligan. That's at Crooks Social Club on Thursday, the 7th of March. And then on the 11th of March and the 13th and 14th of March, we do the Comedy Village shows. Excuse me, stifling little burp there. Where we've got Rob Deering, who is an absolutely incredible musical comedian, uses loads of loops and all sorts of stuff, and weaves absolute comedy magic with music through his act. He's absolutely brilliant and a bona fide banging headliner. And we've got a fantastic comic called Matty Oxley, who's coming down from Newcastle, who's a brilliant, brilliant new comedian I saw recently. He's absolutely fantastic. He's got an incredible perspective on life. He is absolutely hilarious, and loads more surprises coming up. So all the shows, in fact, March, April, May, June, July, are all on the Comedy Village website. That was my weightlifting belt hitting the floor. Join the mailing list just by going to the website. So many voices knackered. I'm having a couple of days off from speaking, except for recording this. If you'd like to support the podcast through Patreon, you can do that as well. patreon.com/Rob Rouse. And if you want to give us the price of a cup of coffee or beer or a hand of bananas or a protein shake, whatever you want, you can pay whatever you want
and leave at any point too. Or you can keep listening to the podcast for free. That's totally fine too. The people who can afford to pay a couple of quid for it subsidise the people who can't. We just want everyone to listen to it. And most of all, please just spread the word about the podcast. The best advertising on planet Earth is word of mouth and personal, excuse me, recommendations. So please tell 10 people you love about the podcast who you think might enjoy it.
You're eating another.
Yeah.
I was in a fruit and veg shop.
I feel I can walk. Yeah. I can get down the stairs. The first time I ever did it, I couldn't walk for quite a long time. Jesus. But I feel all right today.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
I remember that when we first started squatting, and it was about 2 or 3 days down the line, suddenly I couldn't get out of a chair.
Yeah.
But then once you keep going on top, your body just gets used to it.
Yeah,
and you get
so
stronger.
Well done.
Beautiful.
I've had enough caffeine myself. I'd have a decaf.
You want a decaf?
I'd have a spoon of decaf.
I'm all right with this wonky water, Helen.
We've got some wonky water on the go. Should we do this pancake report?
Yeah.
Just on the way out, and then we'll go in there. We haven't even acknowledged the fact that I had to buy a new second-hand car because mine completely died on me. And inspired by the king of microelectronics here and acoustics, I have bought pretty much the same kind of car and colour as Tom's.
Yeah.
So we've now got that. An unlikely weightlifter's fleet, haven't we?
Yeah. Citroën C4 Grand Picasso. Is that a suspended second?
I think it might be. Oh, it's the fan belt's gone.
Yeah. One of the two.
It's one of the two. We've got a pancage report here. An unexpected pancage UK report. This is from Alan Lunt, who is unofficially our kind of northwest correspondent.
Oh, yeah, Manchester area.
Yeah. And he just got in touch out of the blue. Lovely. It says, Rob and Tom, making my way through Shopping City in Runcorn. Now, we haven't done Runcorn before, have we?
That's a good
data point. This is huge. Whose most popular shop was called To Let. It always comes with the gags, Alan.
Always on, isn't
superb. It? Lovely work, Alan. I wondered where the TK Maxx was located. I then happened upon the Trident retail park adjacent to the aforementioned centre. Trident was aptly named as it was dimly lit, much like the submarines of the same name. Upon entering the store, single story, which I know you're both surprises and intrigues, Tom, you could see the post-Christmas yellow clearance signs in abundance as they attempt to rid themselves of seasonal stock. They've got to, haven't they?
Yeah, well, they go long on scented candles. I couldn't really believe how many scented candles they had in. So there must be a dearth of them they've got.
Yeah, absolutely gallons of them. Yeah. I mean, but I imagine they store okay, don't they? That bit of the warehouse must smell fantastic.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, every time you walk past it, you inadvertently have a desire to eat a mince pie.
Yeah, massive fire hazard, but if you can keep the temperature under control,
this should
last for years.
The time of visit was approaching shutting up time. Fascinating. Great. So when I located the pant cage, it was, in local parlance, in very good fettle. It was a standalone three-tier with all the requisite bedfellows we've come to know and love, and some obscure lesser spotted in the north, such as Cristiano Ronaldo in a 2XL, and subject to a UBT, a utility built try-on, in brackets. Thank you, Alan. Of course, if you've just joined us, utility built try-on is where someone tries on a pair of pants over, I'm assuming, their original clothing. But because there's a security tag adhering the waistband to the box, you have to wear that on the side like your Batman.
Yeah. Or your holster in a impact driver.
Exactly. Yeah. Totally. Any of the weapons are DIY. UCLA, both a good learning institution and manufacturers of a robust waistband that rarely folds over, which larger men find a particularly frequent occurrence.
I've heard reports of that.
Yeah, it can happen. Yeah. It can happen. And then you end up getting a bit of nippage, don't you? A little bit of pinching. There are a couple of rogue benches, not too dissimilar to the car park. Spider, not only available on the web, and Volcom, who muddy the waters with a 4-pack. Described as a 3+1. Whoa, Volcom.
Wow, yeah,
it's not
yeah.
It's not just the fact that they create a recycler's nightmare, do they, with their, is it metal, is it plastic, is it cardboard?
Oh, are they the ones with the shiny?
Yeah, very, very futuristic packaging.
Yeah.
But is it a 3+1 or is it a 4-pack?
Yeah,
come on, Volcom.
It's not a
shit
exam,
or get off the pot.
Yeah.
You're only trying to baffle us with the packaging.
Sell it as a 4. Yeah,
I think Volcom, that for me, is an organisation, they've lost their way.
Yeah, I mean,
they're trying to do too much.
Yeah, and I'm sure back when we started Volcan, they were stalwarts of the cage, and you could rely on them. But now, as I say, I reckon it wouldn't surprise me one jot if they've recently employed some new maverick marketing department.
Yeah.
Possibly subcontracted it, you know, not in house anymore. Who suggested this wacky space-aged, like 1970s top of the pops packaging,
like the Jetsons,
and then gone, you know, to trick people, convince people it's a bargain. Don't say it's four, say it's three plus one, three.
Yeah. But you're still paying for four.
So meanwhile, you know, you've got brands next to it, your Pringles, your JCB, your Cat, plugging away, just doing their job, selling the pants. Your Ferrari. There's no, you know, there's a nobility to that. There's a fair playness. I think they've let the industry trick his into figures.
Yeah. Jeff Banks quite clear. It's either a 2-pack or a 3-pack.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a bat and fly.
Or not.
Or not. Flat fly. Exactly. Simple.
Yeah. It's no tricks. No tricks.
Yeah. Jeff Banks. Where are we? They do, though. So we're talking about Volcom here. They do, though, have a revolutionary measurement process whereby the girth of the thigh is used, as to not cause the line to sink below the required height and resulting in zero bottom cleavage, or I'm going to call that ZBC. Revolutionary indeed. I also spotted a solo Jeff Banks. So it seems that the breeding program has gathered momentum. That is fantastic to know that Jeff Banks pants are breeding in Runcorn. That is lovely.
Yeah.
It's quite an industrial environment.
Yes, there's a lot of chemical.
So it means that the immune system of Jeff Banks' pants is getting stronger, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lovely. There were plentiful open packages with Hilfiger and Farrar suffering collateral UBT damage to the cardboard housing. There were some escapees on the final clearance non-pant cage locations, with Bench seemingly bearing the brunt of the price cuts. Impulse purchases were some discounted Drizzalicious salted caramel bites, which were a delightful rice-covered cakes covered in the drizzle of salted caramel, which is very much the pulled pork of 2023.
This is in the queue as you get to the tills, isn't it?
Yeah. Impulse purchase. Yeah. And also a trend following oversized drinks mugs to enforce constant lubrication for health purposes. But likely I will need to carry a funnel and the washing machine conditioner vessel if using this while travelling. Thank you. Nice nod to me using it as a urination vessel.
Yeah.
So I was recuperating from the operation. It's interesting. I was listening to the Blind Boy podcast, which, I mean, doesn't need any advertising. It's brilliant. The guy's a poet. And he was talking about when he was living in a very, very cold flat, and he would piddle into an old 4-litre milk bottle.
4 litres, right.
Because it was too cold. If he'd got out of his duvet, so cold. And he said he found a way of getting his lad out and peeing into the bottle himself without having to get out of the warm bed into the cool atmosphere. And he said that he did it for months because his flat was so cold through a harsh winter, to the point where hard deposits built up
in the bottle itself,
which then when he noticed when he was draining it out once. And then decided, instead of getting a new bottle to help kind of the environment, he'd put a bit of bleach in there and swirl it round to get rid of the calcified deposits, not knowing that bleach and whatever's left in the ureic crystals causes
chlorine,
essentially some form of kind of almost like chlorine
nerve
mustard
gas.
Yeah. And he nearly killed himself in his own kitchen.
Christ,
crazy. Here we go. As I type this, and due to my partner's love of a bargain, I have upcoming reviews from two Bolton locations already in the can and awaiting polish. Love the pod. Alan Lunt, nearly a comedy name I know, close brackets, Northwest correspondent, which he proudly puts, 3-time contributor.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much, Alan. Absolutely superb. Brilliant work, Alan. Above and beyond, and can't wait to hear the two Bolton pant cage reviews. Spectacular work. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you, Alan.
And your submissions are all being forwarded to Professor John Curtis, who is now unofficially, doesn't know it yet, on board, working at Pantcage UK. Superb.
Yeah, that's great.
What a contribution. Right.
I am battered.
So no DL for you?
No DL for me.
Do you want to come and have a look around the second-hand motor?
The car, but then we'll have to...
Let's go top, because you've got a nap in, haven't
what
you?
What time is it now?
1 o'clock.
Right.
Hard schedule nap.
We get a bit more leeway in so much it's yoga.
Kiddie yoga.
Kiddie yoga today.
Great. Right, yeah. Beautiful.
So they get an extra hour at school.
Some time to stretch and think.
Yeah. They love it, actually.
Yeah.
It's really good for them.
Anything like that kids can learn at a young age that helps them...
To chill.
Yeah, chill out, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the world isn't doing its best to try and help you just relax.
Fits in there beautifully, doesn't it? Is that by design?
Pure accident. I saw a funny bit of stand-up the other night on one of the platforms that Des Bishop had put up, and veteran of many Edinburgh festivals, Irish but with an American accent, wasn't he? I remember he lived in New York, and it was him downstairs at Caroline's or something, or the Comedy Cellar, and it was like a really good like bit of ranty stand-up about mindfulness, and he was just talking about. We didn't have mindfulness in his era. And he just goes through all these different scenarios where, as a kid, you had to be alone with your own thoughts. There was nothing to fill it because there weren't any phones. It's like just really funny stuff like rewinding a video cassette.
Yeah, right.
To take it back to the shop. That's mindfulness. Having to wait, that's mindfulness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Waiting for bits, waiting for things to load. Mindfulness. Mm. All of it. It's really interesting. You're having to defer gratification.
Paying for petrol, stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Several hours of a day, possibly.
Yeah, spent waiting. That's it. You just talk about, watching rain drip down a window. Mindfulness. It really is, isn't it? Like, absolutely, that's the core of it. Yeah. There's now an app probably telling you to watch rain drip down a window when you could just do it.
If I do start to become annoyed with my children, I'm always thinking, just like, well, not to them, I don't show my annoyance, but I'm like, they need to learn to be bored.
Yeah.
They need to get bored.
Yeah.
And then from that go,
Absolutely.
Never been bored.
I've always said that to my kids. And as they get older, and especially now that the older one has, got basically, through teaching music to kids, has bought his own smartphone a couple of years ago, and we held that tied off for ages. It's gone. And when you see it go, you go, oh, it's so sad. It's a tragedy because it's from boredom that all ideas arise.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
I think. Otherwise, we're heading... I don't know, it could just be me being an old fart, but it feels a bit more as if we're careering towards... an era of crowdsourcing arts. Like, what do they want? To give them what they want rather than you just do something and then you go to your artist to be surprised and confused and at times disappointed, but that's all part of it.
If you listen to, not that I do, but I'm sure I've come across a few, big thinkers and people like that, or they have these like mindfulness camps and all the rest of it, and to allow you to think up new ideas and better ways to be a better person, all the rest of it. One of the first things is just to sit alone with your thoughts.
Yeah.
You also will get rid of all that clutter first.
Yeah.
So it's mad that the people who have the ideas for stuff to clutter our thinking 24 hours a day have those ideas by putting the clutter down.
Absolutely, yeah, and totally. That's the analogy of Steve Jobs not having the gadgets in his own house. Right. Didn't let his kids have iPads, didn't have iPhones at home.
Wow.
Banned it all from home. Just like a drug dealer doesn't take the drugs, doesn't bring them into their house.
Wow.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
It's like a really cheap shit version of Top Gear.
I was going to say, was that the Top Gear theme?
Yeah.
We both
look a bit like James May.
One of my proudest moments or my proudest achievements, actually, is to honestly say I've not watched more than 10 seconds of Top Gear.
Good lad.
In my life.
Good lad. And you're all the better for it.
Yeah, I don't get cars on the level these guys get cars.
No, me neither. For me, they are
a drain on finances. They're a wheelie bin on wheels, and they're like setting fire to money, aren't
that
they?
That said, what a beautiful purchase.
Yeah, I'll just talk you through. Second-hand purchase. Found on Auto Trader when mine went completely belly up, tits bang. All the electrics are gone.
You had to disconnect the battery when you parked the car to avoid it from draining.
It started off that I used to have to clamber through the back seats into the boot compartment to reconnect the battery, and I could leave it for up to a day. Then I got to a point where the rear window would no longer close, and I used to have to access the battery, which made actually accessing the battery a lot easier, like the car was trying to help me. But I couldn't leave her attached for more than 2 minutes without disconnecting, and then she drained out.
How quickly it would drain?
Well, with 5 to 10, yeah.
Oh, I'd say.
And then it felt like every time I reattached it, that connection would get slightly more used to not being fully screwed on, so I could take it on and off, and it just got harder and harder to start.
Yes, so it wouldn't connect as properly.
And the boot didn't open properly. I'd already had to take all the interior trim off the boot, and I was opening it with the emergency release button.
A downward spiral.
Yeah, I'm using cable ties and bits of plastic to augment my own little kind of shifter. So eventually, sold that onto a trader who's going to get his auto electrician to look at it and knock it on for about £900. So literally, it had served its purpose, and it had done as well. But I've gone for almost exactly the same car that you have, Tom.
Yeah, same colour.
Yeah, same colour.
My wing mirrors don't do that anymore.
So I'm expecting those to fail.
They may well fail.
Yeah, in short time. Jump in.
Beautiful.
The first thing that strikes me is how airy the cabin feels, Tom. There's space in the back for three children across, and there's an ample boot, which of course does fold flat, which would be great for carting gear around the comedy village.
Tip runs are a dream.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Tip runs are, yeah, but I'm thinking I want to get a liner for the entire folded back flat thing, so I could, if in case there's any leakage, so it doesn't end up completely honking.
But that's happened to me, Rob.
Yeah. The train dial notice that the start-stop button has fallen off has been replaced with a 10p coin.
Nice. I think that gives a national...
It does. Well, I was thinking it did live half its life
away from the
in
French.
Kent.
Yeah.
But so what I quite like to do is I might either put a franc on it or a euro, or I might ping that off.
Upset the right people,
though. I might just ping that off and then put on it. You can just get the new... Oh, fuck, that's all come off. You can just get a whole new barrel, can't you? Probably.
I suspect so, yeah. But I think it's quite cool with a 10p piece.
Yeah, I might... Instead of the 10p piece, I might stick... an actual stop-start button. Put it on there.
So if I can just point it out...
Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.